The documents that were actually used to obtain the license by Dolphin Magic were actually a bit unsure as to what documents they might have used, and we believe they might have actually misled the DPI in terms of how large the pool is. We received documents from the actual engineers who built the pool that show that it's actually 1,438 cubic metres, which is quite a lot smaller than what the standards actually say that they are. So there is a bit of a question mark actually over whether or not they are compliant in relation to that particular dolphin pool.
So you're saying that you have spoken with the engineers that actually built the pool?
That's correct. They provided us with the plans that we used to build the pool, and we also have an email from the head engineer that says he thinks at most the pool is 1,438 cubic metres, and it's actually meant to be 1,700 cubic metres for six dolphins, so it's quite a big discrepancy there.
Yeah, that's 300-odd cubic metres. Okay, but yes. Here's the thing. What Paige Sinclair and Dolphin Marine Magic are saying, that yes, those plans which you're talking about are accurate, but when it came to building the pool, they built it bigger. They've had a independent investigation of the pool, and it is 1,700 cubic metres.
It seems a bit bizarre that they would continue along that line of arguing. I've spoken with Paige about 2 weeks ago, and she mentioned that there'd been a dimensional survey done of the pool that showed it to be 1,700 cubic metres, and I asked her to provide me with that proof, and she actually tried to extort $10,000 out of Australia for Dolphins and said that if we had $10,000 she would show us, which just seems to be a little bit bizarre that, you know, if they had that proof, why wouldn't they show it?
I did ask Paige that, and I think that after the campaign against Dolphin Marine Magic, I mean, I don't see why she would want to give you any documents. I mean, you know, she feels that the people that she had to prove and the business has to prove to is, in fact, the government. Now, the government is clear. They have said you have a license for another year. You can operate. The pool is 1,700 cubic metres. So she feels as well, you know, we're operating within the law, and the government has given this the tick of approval.
There is a way, see, that you can actually get a license issued by the Department of Primary Industries and actually not be meeting the law. So we believe actually that Dolphin Marine Magic isn't operating within the standards. So what can actually happen, which they've done in relation to their show pool, is if you don't meet the standards, you can apply for a variation. So it's basically applying to the regulators and saying, look, we don't meet the standards, but we think we should be exempt. Basically just trying to get around the law. And they have actually been issued a variation in relation to their show pool, and they're currently applying for another variation in relation to their seal pool. So it's clear they sort of don't think that the law actually applies to them, and rather than actually rising to meet it, they just keep on applying for these variations to get around it, which is, you know, obviously not best practice.
But you're at the same time saying that the DPI is lying to the public as well, because the DPI has said that the pool is 1,700 square metres. So, you know, like, are you saying that the DPI is not telling the truth?
I'm not sure what the DPI are saying. I think they may have been misled in terms of the documents that they've received. They were given a dimensional survey and also sort of supplementary information in order to come to the conclusion that the pool actually met the standards. So, I'm sure the DPI aren't being misleading on purpose, but I'm saying that they potentially may have been misled in terms of the documents that they've been given. We've done a Freedom of Information request to try and obtain the documents, and two Freedom of Information officers have actually said yes, they're public documents and those should be released, and despite all of that, Dolphin Marine Magic are objecting and are continuing to take it to the Information and Privacy Commission. So, you know, we continue to say that if you met all the standards and the legislation, you know, despite the campaign that we've had in relation to Dolphin Marine Magic, if they actually met the standards, you know, why wouldn't they show us the proof?
Even if you were confident that they had met the standards, would you let it go?
Inherently, I think that keeping highly intelligent, emotional and social animals like dolphins in captivity is cruel, especially for 45 years in pools that are too small. As a very first step, we would want them to meet the law. The thing is, see, there is an alternative. We're not asking anything crazy. We don't want to, you know, release the dolphins. They've been in captivity a very long time, and unfortunately, they can't be rehabilitated. The alternative is to create ocean sea pens, which would allow the dolphins to, you know, live out their lives in an ocean environment, in a natural environment. They wouldn't be forced to perform tricks for frozen fish, and they could really have a semblance of a normal life again. So that's what we would be asking.